Now, David had this fragmented part of his life, this deep, dark, ugly part of his life, the sin with Bathsheba. And there's no denying it. There's no way to justify what David did, but I really want you to want us to think about how it develops. Because sin, there's a warning about sin that we oftentimes don't think about. We move on and just think all we got to do is love. But here's the warning this is telling us. We need to think about sin and how it can ruin our lives. Do you notice how the problem happens with David? It starts this way. Nora read it in chapter 11. It starts this way. It's a very simple little phrase. At a time when the kings go to war, David stayed in Jerusalem and sent Joab out to another place. Out to war is what it says. So it started this way. David was in the wrong place. He should have been out at work. Now, some of us might be thinking about that little detail and think, that's not that big of a deal. He wasn't in the right place. Let's move on, Pastor. But you see, it builds from there. From not being in the right place to standing on a rooftop lusting after a woman. Now, you may be thinking, you know what, let's justify this. You know what, lusting after a woman, it doesn't really hurt anybody else. Nobody else is broken. It's just kind of a thought. But do you see it builds from there? David then has an adulterous relationship with Bathsheba. And I think everyone here in all cultures and times would say, yeah, that's not good. That really breaks down relationships in a community. That's not good. But do you see how it builds from there? It gets even worse. David puts to death Uriah the Hittite. And not just Uriah, but if you read that text, there were many other innocent lives that were put to death in that battle. What a waste. But here's the thing that's gross about this that really struck me this time. Do you know who Uriah the Hittite is? A few weeks ago, we talked about how David only had just a few people on his side his entire life, maybe 30 people. When he was running from Saul, only 30 people. And it's in 2 Kings chapter 23 that you get a listing of those people that were his mighty men, that were friends and committed to him throughout his entire life. Guess whose name appears in 2 Samuel chapter 23? Uriah the Hittite. This man was a friend, was committed to David. Do you see the snowball? Wrong place develops all the way to the point in which David kills a close friend. Sin does that. Sin can do that. We need to watch out for sin. This last week, my parents were in town. They're here this morning, Tom and Becky, right over here. And it's always a joy to have my parents visit us in our home and be with us. And especially, I'm going to highlight my dad here because he has a green thumb. My thumb's pretty flesh-colored. It's not green. And so when he comes over, he kind of just looks at the yard and figures out what's right and what's wrong and kind of just says it, that sort of thing. In our backyard, we have a really healthy crabapple tree. Really healthy. Maybe you can relate to this. That crabapple tree just drops its seed and then all of a sudden it multiplies and there's shoots coming up out of the ground and this sort of thing. Just a couple seeds just all of a sudden out of the ground comes a lot of shoots. You can relate to this with a crabapple tree. And so when my dad looked out in the backyard, he didn't say anything. That was smart of him not to say anything. But I think I know what he was thinking. I think he was thinking this, Jeremy, why didn't you take care of the seeds a long time ago? It would have just taken 15 minutes to clean up this area in the yard. Now that we're here and there are shoots coming up, it's going to take hours to kind of take care of this problem that's occurred in the backyard. Now, why would he have been thinking that? Well, it's because just a few seeds can cause a big mess. Attention to just little seeds could have taken just 15 minutes in the very beginning of the season. But instead, not paying attention to the seeds, all of a sudden there was a big mess. That's the way sin works. Sin can become a mess. Some sin, The Christian teaching is that all sin is the same. That's not true, actually. Some sin can be a small little seed, a thought, maybe just not following through or something like that. And when we don't pay attention to that small little detail, it can build until it becomes something that is just out of control and cumbersome to deal with. So we need to kill the little seeds of sin in our life. If David just would have been at the right place at the right time, none of this story would have happened, actually. But the takeaway with this passage, David and Bathsheba, is this. God is not in the business of condemning. God is in the business of restoring and putting things back together.